Blog Talk Radio.
Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lab dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stacked up, a pull of weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. Dax Blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. We shut it down. We shut it down.
Bully Block Radio.
You know what it is.
I bully. Do you?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the number one radio station in the bully world today, Bully Block Radio, with your host Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Revved Up Danny.
You know?
You're listening to the Bully Block. Bully Block.
What up?
Live with your hosts, Kevin Green, Dayton Bodine, and Danny G.
All right, and we are back at you, Bully Block Radio, every Monday night, man. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you with Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and, of course, Danny. I Bully Danny. What's going on, Danny?
Not too much, man. Over here just chilling, man. Recovering from a long weekend, man. I had a great time at the show. What about you, man? What's going on with you?
Yeah, man, I had a great time at the show, man. I want to thank everybody who came out, man. If you're listening, man, I appreciate you. I am definitely looking for a date, maybe in September, to go back to that same place, man. I really like that place, man. Thanks for everybody who came out. Congratulations to all the winners. And, man, I think we had a pretty decent turnout, man, considering a couple other big shows going on that day, man. What do you think, Danny?
Yes, sir. It went exceptionally well, man. I'm getting ready to drop the video tonight. For those of you listening, it will be dropped tonight. I believe, man, that's how we do it. Quick turnaround on any services we offer, man. For those of you listening in, we highly appreciate you. Big shouts out to the Loyalty Bully Kendall Camp, man. Big shouts out to all the sponsors of I Bully, too. Chicago New Style Bullies, High Class Bullies, The Collectibles, Atomic Bullies Midwest. We appreciate you guys. Exceptional Bullies Kennels, man. There's so many of you guys that support I Bully out there, man. We're growing and growing by the minute, man. And just wanted to put it out there that we appreciate you guys, and we're doing this for you.
For sure, man. Big shouts out to Jim J.L. Robinson sharing the post, man. Appreciate you, man, for sharing the Bully Block link, man. We appreciate you. Shit, man, I want to open up the phone lines, man. We have a guest caller, man. It's going to be going down in 2 weeks. Second annual family affair, Bully Barbecue. We got Andrew Woodson on the line. What's up, Andrew?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's up, Kev, Danny? What's going on, guys?
Not too much at all, man. What's going on with you this evening?
Oh, man, just trying to step off the floor, man, take a break from work, and come talk to my favorite radio host.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. What's going on, man? Tell us a little bit about, time is creeping up, man, 2 weeks away. Tell us what you got planned. Tell us what you got planned for him, man.
I guess I can't start with talking about what's going on in 2 weeks without saying, first of all, to Kevin and Danny, man, thank you for what all you guys have done for me personally, my kennel, my kids program, and our fallen soldier, my kennel partner Andy, man. You guys did a big thing this weekend, raffling off some of PCK's products. Denzel Stud, that was big. Terrell, if you listen, man, anybody from Denzel line, thanks a lot for that, guys. 50-50 raffle, man. I think we gave away almost $100 on a 50-50 raffle. All the proceeds went to Andy Hirschberger and his family. Danny, I know Dan is listening tonight. Press one, Dan. Kevin, let you in. So thanks for that, Kev, man. That means a lot to his three kids and means a lot to me, man, because it shows the community. But June 13th, man, we got a lot going on. Starting at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, man, we have a junior handler seminar. The seminar is free to all the kids. It'll be open to adults as well. But, I mean, it's a free seminar. It's going to give you guys insight on what the judges are looking for. Some people who have never looked at the ABKC site, Rachel will be there giving you guys details on, what judges look for in the ring, how to actually stack, some tips, helpful tips to stack your dog. We'll have Cindy Bukowski there. She'll be giving you some history on the background on the American Bully. We'll also have our guy Larry there be doing obedience training. He'll be giving us some tips on how to train your dogs with the simple things, sit, stay, roll, come, just instead of yelling or, you know, getting frustrated with your dog, you can give us some good healthy tips on how to efficiently train your dog. And then after that, we're going to have a bite seminar. We're going to see, you know, some dogs actually hit some of those sleeves, show some attack training. And then after that, we're going to start our second annual show, man. 5 breeds, 2 shows, 2 rings, 2 judges from one from down south of Texas, one out in California. We'll be over in Fort Wayne, Indiana, man. So if you have not chanced your dogs out and you need to see another judge, check that out. Of course, our famous barbecue cook-off, man. We got people coming from Kentucky. I talked to Cindy. I think the lounge is going to be coming. They might even jump in the barbecue cook-off this year. We got a reigning champion, Dave Cotton from the Ribs, and Ricky from the dog community for the chicken. We've also added the Dunkin' Donuts. We did that last year. That's going to be back. So we're going to be donating a lot of money to Andy's kids, and as well as getting our kids out to California for Junior Handler this year. So we'll have a lot of fun, man. Bring your kids. Kids are free. Booths are still available. They're $80 until the 6th, June 6th. 2 for $150. The day of, it is $100 for a booth. If you call and just need tickets, you don't need a booth. They're $10 pre-sale tickets, $20 at the door. We will have something going on all day for the kids, whether it be face painting. We got moonwalks coming. We got a wading pool. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. So it'll be a lot to do for the kids to keep them kind of occupied. And then it's going to be a lot going on in the ring, man. A lot going on. The last thing we're going to have, man, probably should be the first thing, you know, but the Bully Chamber is going to be there. Danny's going to be there. We hope Kev gets to make it out. This is his boss getting the day off, but Bully Chamber is going to be there for the fun show. I believe we have the free stack off, Danny. Am I right?
Yes, sir. The free eye bully stack off. We will be going back there. It will be free.
Yeah.
So
free
make
eye
sure
bully
you,
stack
you
off.
Come check that out.
Yeah. One of the last big things, Kev, if you guys want to start posting it this week, Andy Hershberger has 2 dogs left, and we're going to actually auction those off at the show. His mom won't be able to hold on to them. We're going to auction them off. I want them to say one is an actual Castro female. Everybody knows who Castro is. We're going to auction her off at the show. And another female will be doing that. And all the proceeds will be going to Julie Wilson, who has been our go-to person. I want to say thank you to her. She's been amazing for us here lately. It'll go towards the kids' college fund eventually. But we got a lot going on at our show, man. Hopefully a lot of people come out. I know Elite Edge is going to be there. I know, a lot of my friends that cross over from, you know, IBKC is going to be there. It's going to be just a family reunion, man. Everybody's going to be there.
That's what's up, man. So right now, you still have booths available from what I understand. How can people contact you in case they want to get a booth? Is it best through Facebook or should they call you? Or?
They can do either or and all of the above, man. They can hit me at 260-403-3137. That's my phone number. Or they can hit me or Kenesha Williams on Facebook. You can hit just about anybody on Facebook and they'll filter you to the right place. I think we had about 15 less. A couple kennels came in this week and got some. I think we got about 10 or 15 left. And if you guys were there last year, I think we had 3 booths left at the end of the year. We had 80 booths. So we had a couple people sit out in their own tent. So if you want to pitch your own tent, I don't know if you'll have room for it, but it's going to be nice. You know, it is an outside venue under a pavilion. There's fans. There is going to be a cooling station in case your dog gets a little hot. Just come out and have some fun, man.
That's what's up, man.
Sir,
that's what's going on. That's what's up, man. That's what's So tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on and, you know, what are you doing as far as, you know, the junior handler program, man. We've seen it come as far as it's come right now. Like, what do you got planned, like, for the next year? You plan on getting some new members? Or are you still going to just keep working with the ones you got? Or how are you doing? You're recruiting or what?
Kev, again, man, I don't think you know how big you've been, how instrumental you've been, man, being a Midwest host. We have opened up our doors, man. We actually will have our non-for-profit status this year. So we'll be opening up our membership to a lot more people, which is going to help us do a lot more with the kids and be able to do with the kids. Traveling, you know, is always an issue, but because we have people like Kev Green, Miguel, Lafayette, Rebecca, throwing shows in the Midwest, Roger Pascal, it makes it a lot easier for us to get kids and recruit kids. So membership is open. At the show, we will have applications for people to fill out because we definitely want to be in order. So parents can fill out applications. They'll get more information about, you know, bringing their kids down towards where we are so that they can practice and different things with us. We practice twice a month, on Sundays. So a lot of that information, because we've had more interest here lately for people, so that definitely will be there. It's gonna be real nice, man. I know Varsity Bullies and some of those guys had some kids there this weekend, and they were very interested. My guy Manny, he was interested bringing his kids down. So we're gonna start spreading out a little bit more, man. We do have representation in Iowa. You know, Brandon up there, he's part. You know, Kentucky Finest. They have some junior handlers down there that they kind of coach up down there in Kentucky. Julie Wilson up there in Illinois, they have some kids that they're starting to kind of bring on. So, you know, we're starting to grow, man. But my biggest thing is, man, we want to be able to educate these kids, man, educate the kids, educate our future. I just saw a breeding today on Facebook, a Frenchie and a toy poodle.
Yeah.
So the more we educate our kids, the better choices people in general will make. And I always say this to my kids, I always say this to people, you know, time always is always changing. And just like someone had the idea to come up with the American Bully, somebody will have an idea to come up with something else. But some things just aren't functional, man. And, you know, and if you don't understand what functional is, you'll do anything. So we just want to teach positive, you know, positive things in the bully community. And I believe that, you know, Kev, you and Danny and a lot of you guys are doing a very great job of presenting an opportunity for people to come and see. I saw some people for the first time out in, at the show this week, and they were just amazed at how, you know, we were able to get in that room, man, and, you know, we didn't have no dogs snapping at each other, no crazy mess. And you know, people are still amazed, and, you know, our breed is almost 20 years old. So that's what we got going on for the program, man, expansion.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations, man. Anything we can do, man, to help, man, we're going to keep on doing it, man. You know, I just try to do, you know, I do shows and, you know, we try to use them to benefit as much as we can, you know. So anytime, like anybody listening in, man, if you got a cause or something, you know, you want to raise some money for, man, make sure you just talk to me and we can do something at an event, man. That's what we bring everybody together, man. That's what we're here for, man. We try to do what we can, man. So that's all it is, man. Just pay it forward.
Kev, I want to say this real quick, man.
Go ahead.
You're being a humble guy, man. But I know people are listening way out there on the East Coast and the West Coast, man. Kev Green has been he's become a pedestal for ABKC, and not only just ABKC, because a lot of people get hung up on the registry for the bullet community. He's becoming a pedestal. He's doing some things that are very innovative, and he's putting shows out there and putting them on a level to where people are going to have to catch up, whether you throw one show a year or you throw 1,000 shows a year. Kev Green is and his team is, you know, I know he doesn't do it by himself. They're putting a stamp on the Bullet community where people are going to have to start, you know, raising the standard, man. So as humble as you try to be, Kev, you know, we've had conversations behind the scenes. You're doing a big thing, man. So we in the Bullet community say thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. Means a lot.
Yeah.
What's up, Danny?
Oh, man. Not much, man. Drew, always a pleasure talking to you, man. Thank you for calling in every single week, man. We appreciate hearing from you and the updates on these kids, man. You're doing a great thing with them. You know, and if there's anything else I can do to help, man, just let me know. I just want to let everybody know on the iBully app, man, we did add two more new vlogs from the junior handlers. We got Vaughn Cruz, and tonight I believe we are adding, I'm sorry, what's that girl's name?
Cassiera?
Yes, Cassiera. I can't pronounce her name. Cassiera, yeah. Yes.
That's Vaughn's little sister.
Yeah, we're adding his sister's blog tonight as well, so make sure you go check that out on the iBully app, man. Check out Family Affair Bullies, Bully Reunion 2, the barbecue June 13th for those of you listening in and just tuning in, man. And that's about it, man. Drew, you're welcome to stick around and stay on the air, man. We do have other callers to get to.
Yeah, go ahead, man. I'll always be listening in. I'll just stay on the backside, man. You guys have a good night.
Cool,
cool,
yeah,
man.
Thanks again,
Andrew,
man. I appreciate that.
Yep.
All right, what we got going on next, Danny?
All right, up next, man, all the way from the West Coast, we got OG calling in, man, from the OG SSS camp, man, out there. We got Ralphie on the line, man. 1 second. Okay, Ralph, are you there, man?
What it do, fam?
What up, Ralph? What's going on?
Man, I had a call. I've been hearing you guys for a minute. You guys are doing a good show. I had to give you guys a shout-out real quick over here from the West. You know what I mean?
Man, yes, appreciate that, man. We're trying to get over there.
Hey,
there,
you know,
guys out.
It's all love, man. You know, you guys, you know, I do my radio show. You guys do your radio show, but you know what? We all do it for one cause. It's all for the dogs, all for the American Bully, and we got to keep it 100, and everybody's got to help out and network. That's why I was calling to give you guys a shout-out and let you guys know, man, I'm supporting you guys. I hope you guys reach out and support me, too, because at the end of the day, man, it's all about the bullies that's brought us all together in this world. You know what I mean? Different colors, different races. Different everything, man, because we've been different from day one. You know what I mean? Like I said, UKC didn't love us, so we started Dave BKC, you know, with back in the day when it was Mammo, Dave Wilson, and everybody started Dave BKC to bring something different because we couldn't compete in the UKC. They didn't want Mexicans. They didn't want blacks. They didn't want Asians. They didn't want white people that were look different, you know what I mean? So, and they said, hey, man, we want a different dog that looks different also, you know what I mean? That looks a little more boned up, bigger head, you know, more muscular. They didn't want that type of dog, you know what I mean? So ABKC was created, and it was created for the people, by the people, and they got what they wanted. And that's what it's all about, man. Like I said, I don't hate on any registry. I'm happy for every registry out there. That's why I'm calling in also, even from being from the SSS, I represent every registry that is doing something positive for the American Bully. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I wanted to let you guys know and let the people know, whoever is hearing out here, man, we out here doing something positive and representing, you know what I mean? For the American Bully.
Sir, that's what it's about.
Yeah, it's 110% about that, and like I said, and getting these shows out there, letting people know there's shows, like you guys are promoting shows and all that. That's why I was calling in, let you guys know there's going to be a phenomenal show going down this Saturday at the Queen Mary. We got Dub C, We had Corrupt. We had everybody out there at the show at the Queen Mary last year. So it's going down this Saturday at the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. So if you guys are going to come out there, man, anybody coming out from the East, the Midwest, the Dirty South, please, man, have a safe trip, because we know this was one of the biggest shows last year that we had, and it was out of control. So if you guys missed that one, man, I mean, I highly recommend you guys come out to this show, man, because it was a concert within a concert. There was dogs being championed out. It was just, I mean, we even had a great, he's a Mexican singer, you know, Jenny Rivera, that had passed away, rest in peace. Her brother was out there with his American pit bulls. Lupio Rivera, he was out there. I mean, it was just a star. We had even the guys from Soul Assassins. We had who else we had out there, man? They were out there. The guys from I'm getting too. Who are those other dudes out there, man? The guy seen Green Thumb, Dr. Green Thumb, that one dude. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I can't remember the name.
Cypress Hill. We had Cypress Hill out here. It was banging, man. And it was all for the love of the dogs, though. These guys came out and gave a badass little concert, and they were like, man, how can we be down and not about the money? That was the respect that they gave us. And they weren't tripping, man. They were taking pictures with everybody, and that was the love of the bullies. If you had a little bully or pit bull, man, those guys would stop, take a picture with you, and just showing love. It's like they were looking at us like we were the stars. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So you know what I mean? So that's the thing, like, people understand, man, if you have a good dog and it looks good, it's being fed good, and you have something positive to say about these dogs, man, people will recognize that across the world, and it'll bring unity. And that's what we want, man. There shouldn't be no more hate and negativity, man. We have too much of that animosity in the bully community. You know what I mean? That's why I'm calling, like I said, I represent all, like I said, my kennel, OGSS, will always go to any registry, any shows. But you got to remember, we are the founding fathers, along with Dave Wilson and all that stuff, with when we started Atomic Dog Magazine, we started Rocket Ruby and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So we had a longevity history. You know what I mean? All our Rocket Ruby dogs are ABKC to this day. You know what I mean? That's the primary right. foundation of Rocket Ruby is ABKC, and we will always support and be there for ABKC, and be at any show at any time they come out, man. We there 110% pushing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I don't know if that's enough.
Tell us a little bit about what the future holds for OGSS, man. What you guys got coming out in the future, man? I know you had everything, you got it locked so far, man. What you guys got for the future?
I'll be real with you, man. We saw the fuck off. You know what I mean? And that's just me being real. We got Tonka stored away. We even got Rock, inbred Cairo son to Monster G. You know what I mean? We got Rock in the cryo bank. We got Tonka in the cryo bank. They both have passed away, of course. Rock put in 14 years. Tonka put in 8. We still got those dogs that eventually we hope that are going to come back and grace the earth. We're going to put some Tonka breedings together. We're going to put some Rock breedings together. We're gonna mix it up with all this Miyagi stuff. We're gonna clean it all up, man. With the bullseye, we wanna bring in, like, hey, okay, you got an exotic, but come on, you need to come back. You need to put some bone. You need to put some head. You need to put some performance back in those dogs. I'm not knocking all the dogs out there, but a lot of the dogs lately, and I'm gonna be real with you, man. They look like fucking bulldogs. You know what I mean? They should not even be in the fucking ring. You know what I mean? And it's sad. You know what I mean, you guys? It's sad that these dogs are looking like that. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute. This is not what we started. This is not what we're against, you know, bad health. We're against dogs with that can't walk, that can't run. We you know what I mean? Bad enough, like I said, we came from a situation where, UKC frowned on us, didn't like us, thought our culture was, hey, these guys, these people ain't good enough. But yet, now we're over here breeding some badass dogs that are looking good. And a lot of these guys need to hear this shit. They're lying to themselves. You could totally tell. Your dog's got a 5-fucking-inch underbite. That's a bulldog, homie. Your shit got, you know what I mean? You got no fucking tail. Your dog can barely walk to the fucking dog bowl. That's a bulldog. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things wrong with that. And I'm going to be realistic. I'm gonna touch on something. Memo, yeah, okay, he started IBKC, but he still believes in a lot of the same stuff ABKC stands for. You know what I mean? He still wants the same clean dog standard. I'm gonna go on record on that one. You know what I mean? Like I said, I support all registries, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean? There's a lot of other registries out there that I don't know if they're going after the same thing and want a clean dog, want a correct dog, don't want a roach bag, don't want Eastie Westie. I could handle a king tail. You know what I mean? Maybe a little underbite, scissor underbite. You know what I mean? But when your dog's got a 5-inch underbite, come on. That was, you know what I mean? That was unheard of. You know what I'm saying? Your dog can't walk. He's got more skin than fucking Scooby-Doo. You know what I mean? That's just not happening. You know what I mean? The thing is, though, we need to get together and we need to speak more about it. People that are backyard breeders that are not breeding correctly, that are doing some fucked up shit. They're breeding Frenchies. They're breeding Bulldogs. They're just trying to cheat just to get to the optimum, thinking, I'm going to create a Miyagi. Miyagi's a 17-inch dog, believe it or not. You know what I mean? He's got a 24-inch head. He's a big dog with a full tail. He is a big dog. He's not a pocket. You know what I mean? He's almost like standard.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know that. They think, you know, they see some pictures of his chest touching the ground, and I think those weren't modified by George. But, you know, a lot of people fail to recognize that Miyagi, you know, he is an American bully. He's not an exotic in my eyes. A lot of people call him an exotic, which is far from the truth, man.
Yeah, he's far from it, big dog, because this is the deal. A lot of people forgot when we had the MSN boards, we had the American Bully Board, remember? He became an Elite Edge member. Dave and Cruz brought him on. He was an Elite Edge member with all of us back in the day. They brought him on, okay? Miyagi was an Elite Edge member. He was a part of the Elite Edge, okay? And if he was such a fucking disgrace back then, I mean, hey, a lot of people don't remember. This was about fucking maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago. So a lot of these newbies, they don't understand that. You know what I mean? I say, no, not 6 years. Say about 5 years, okay? 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these people don't recognize that Miyagi was a part of the American. He was a part of the ABKC. He was a part of the Elite Edge. He was going to be one of the mascots, all that shit. George at that time was blowing up, okay? He had a very cocky attitude, and maybe so did Dave, you know what I mean, and Cruz or whatever. They got in a disagreement, and they rolled his ass out. You know what I mean? They said, hey, we're not fucking with you. And he said, well, fuck you. You know how this went down. Whatever it is. At the end of the day, nobody won. You know what I mean? You know, George went and he did his thing. Dave and Cruz and ABKC has still done their thing. Everybody has still flourished in the business, you know what I mean, and have grown. But at the end of the day, Miyagi he's a bad American bully dog. So to ban him and like I said, like the people, that's why I'm gonna. And I don't even talk to George myself. I don't got his phone number. I don't dick ride. I don't nothing. And this is real talk. I don't got it. I got him as a friend on Facebook, but. Me and him don't talk. I don't got his phone number. He's never done nothing for me. I don't do nothing for him. I maybe have owned some Miyagi blood, but I have bought it from other people in his camp. You know what I mean? But I've never dealt with the guy directly. You know what I mean? But my thing is, my point is, though, the dog is not the cause of exotics. He's not the cause of a fault, what everybody has perceived. You know what I mean? Because he is a clean, functioning, 17-inch dog. You know what I mean? That's my point I wanted to make. At the end of the fucking day, he's a real, true American bully, man. If you see him, he just has a fucking alien head. You know what I mean? That's it. But he doesn't even have an underbite. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy, man. We could talk dogs all day long, man. But out here in the West Coast, it, you know, it does set the pace. A lot of people still like the cleaner, more taller American bully. You're starting to get Texas now, which was also followed the East Coast trend, has now followed now the West Coast trend. They're getting all into the bullseye and Miyagi blood, and that's pretty much what's taking over right now. We're in the lab right now. We got some dogs that are going to be coming out. OGSS will be bringing out. We still got stacks. Don't forget, we still got stacks that, you know, is 5 years old, and we're gonna, you know, gonna be six, and we're still gonna be doing some stuff with him. He's a 17, 18 inch dog with a 25 inch head. You gotta see him. We're gonna throw one big show, and we're gonna bring him out, and we want everybody to come. If ABKC throws something really, really big in the next, you know, maybe after the summer, maybe toward December, and there's something that's going to be a big, big show, we're definitely going to try to make it out there to the East Coast at the SSS and bring stacks so everybody can see him. We still want it before, because he's in his prime right now. You know what I mean? We want everybody to see this dog, man, because he is truly, truly epitome of American. But it was like, that's a foot. No, he don't got no rope. He don't got no extra skin. He doesn't have an underbite or an overbite. It's the way we bred, you know what I mean? We bred Squirt to Little Rizzy's sister. That's how we got stacks. People think and forget, we produced Little Rizzy too. You know what I mean? Little Rizzy is our production. You know, Little Rizzy came out of our yard. You know, Cruz ended up buying him off another guy in L.A. that sold it to him for about $7,000. But Little Rizzy is our epitome of our dog. He came out of our yard, and at the end of the day, we used a big girl. We bred Little Rizzy. We bred Squirt to big girl, and we got stacks. So there was no cheating. He's a big dog. Those are big dogs. You know what I mean? But he happened to. Whenever you double up on the Rock and Ruby like that, you're gonna get a crazier headpiece and a smashed muzzle. I don't know why. It just happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What else, guys? Well, talk to me, man.
We're looking forward to seeing stacks, man. Kansas City Bully Expo is coming up August 1st, man. I know it's still a long way from the West Coast, man, but we'll be happy to have you. It's going to be a huge show, 88 or 90 booths, four shows,
woo,
one day, man. It's going down. So, you know, be a pleasure to have you guys out there, man. If you guys can make it, a few other shows coming up for the iBully and the ABKC Strong Tour by Kev Green and Destruction Bullies, man. We're all over the United States, man. So you're welcome to any of these events.
Hell yeah, good looking out, man. You know, that's what it is. We need people to throw more shows, throw more positive shows, and invite everybody. People understand, even though if you haven't registered your dog in the ABKC, they can still come out and compete and get a temporary number. So they need to know that. If they haven't registered their dog, they can still, I don't know if you guys are still doing that, you know what I mean? But back in the day, we were letting everybody still, if they were still UKC and they haven't transferred over or they haven't got their dogs registered, we were still letting them register their dog and get a temporary number so they can still come and compete at the show. You know what I mean? And I think that's very vital to still do, because you don't want to turn away somebody that, hey, man, that wants to champion out their dog or has that fever. You know what I mean? Because that might be the ignition tool right there. Like, damn, I can still register my dog. Yeah, get your fucking dog in here. And then from there, the competition starts growing and growing and growing, and these guys start getting more competitive. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they changed the policy on that. Right now it's only there's no more temporary registration, but if somebody brings their UKC papers and there is a senior rep in the building, they could do permanent registration. But that's what they're doing right now.
Oh, that's badass, man. So what did they say? So you guys are doing the next show is going to be in Kansas City. That's pretty dope, man. I haven't even heard of shows really be going out in Kansas City, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's, right now we're doing Midwest. We got, Kev Green got Tennessee, man. We're trying to get out there, man. Kev Green is definitely going big with this tour of his. He has the ABKC Strong Tour. Right now we're doing the I Bully Summer Tour, you know, and just trying to keep it positive, man. It's about these dogs, like you said. At the end of the day, man, people need to get off their social media and just come out and put hands on these dogs and socialize with the people out there and forget about the drama, man.
Yeah, dude, there's so much drama now. Facebook is just dramatic. I mean, I don't even like to get on there, man, because what do you guys feel about that debatable, man? What do you guys think about debatable? Honestly.
If used correctly and debating about dogs, it could be a good platform, but it's really being used to bash people, man, a lot.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily by the admins. It's by the people who posting there. They think that's a bashing board, so, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like the admins need to be more active.
I've been looking at that board, like, since it started, and it's really just the same thing. It's different people, same thing. You know what I'm saying? They're still on there talking about what created the American Bully. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who cares about what was fucking put into the, you know, when they created the dog at the beginning to call it American Bully, you can fucking put whatever you want into it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't think German Shepherd fucking owners sit and debate on what made a German Shepherd. And, you know, wiener dogs, they don't sit and debate what dogs fucking made a wiener dog. It just was made a wiener dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, the American Bully was created to be its own thing, so it could have whatever the fuck they wanted to put into it, you know, to call it an American Bully. Now, but from that point on, you know, that's different. But up until the point of creating the breed and saying that this is what it is, they could fucking put whatever they wanted to it. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter because they created a breed and then made a fucking registry for it, correct?
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking...
If it's fucking a staffer and a pit bull or if it's fucking a bulldog, it don't matter because that's what they used to create the breed. You know, that's what they did. That's how they made it. You know? Who's to tell them what the fuck to put it? So what? And if something was mixed down the line, so then what? You know, what do they hope to accomplish? Then nobody's going to want their dogs anymore? They want everybody's papers pulled from all the American Bullies? Or, like, what's the ultimate goal? You know, I don't understand. But yet they talk about it day in and day out and fucking cuss each other out and all this shit all day long about the shit. I don't understand it.
Yeah, there's always somebody that swears they know how they made the American Bully. Everybody has this... They swear they got a glass ball. Well, I heard this. I heard that. Look it. You know what I mean? We bought Ruby from Sean from two Tank Kennels. He's the one that produced Paco, okay? Paco was bought by Marco Suarez at that point, okay? Nobody else had nothing to do with nothing. Marco's bought Paco off of Sean from True Tank Kennels. So then we got a hold of that shit. We're like, oh, damn, well, this dude's throwing out some bad dogs with that short shot diamond. You know what I mean? So then Ray and went and bought Ruby. You know what I mean? And then, you know, Cruz helped produce Rock. You know what I mean? We got Rock, the same similar thing. Cruz sold Rock to another guy in L.A. in the hood. And Cat, rest in peace, Ray's brother, went and bought him. The same way they got Little Rizzy, you know what I mean? And Little Rizzy did what he did for Bow Wow Razor's Edge, what Rock helped do for us, you know what I mean? He was an inbred Cairo son, you know what I mean? So the at the end of the day, we were all together. At the end of the day, we all had fun. I wish we before there was even registries, we were just barbecues, you know what I mean? We would come out, show our dogs off, and hey, they let my dog fuck your dog. You know what I mean? And it was like, hey, I'll take a pup back. Nobody never even charged money. There wasn't even, like, really discussing stud fees at that point. You know what I mean? We were just barely even getting the MSN boards going. You know what I mean? And then you got the other board rolling, you know, and then they lost that board with all the data and information. That board right there, the American Bully board, had so many breedings and pictures of all of our true founding American bully dogs. And I asked that guy, Ran, that owns Bullypedia, I said, Ran, how the fuck can you guys lose something that's so important to us? That's what helped, because we couldn't post pictures on MSN. You know what I mean? All everybody could do was talk shit. You know what I mean? And maybe email some pictures here and there. I go, but the American Bully Board was the, you know, the Elite Edge Board was the board. That was the one that was killing everything. If you weren't on the Elite Edge Board, you weren't doing nothing, man. And you could post pictures. You could talk about your beans, but it was all about everything. You know what I mean? All the baddest dogs that are maybe not even no longer alive. You know what I mean? It was crazy, man. And that board, they lost it. They lost all the data. They can't even retrieve it, man. And I'm like, fuck. That is, you know how important that is to the American bully history? Just to use
definitely.
That?
Definitely. And that's, you know, a very sad thing, because it would have been cool to look at, you know, in these days, in these modern days, as to, you know, the foundation of the breed.
Yeah,
people,
man.
People don't know nothing nowadays. They had a fucking picture of Cairo up there and Debatable the other day, and they were talking all kinds of shit about it. I was like, how are you going to do that? It's like a dog that's way, how old is Cairo, first of all? You know, it's way different.
Oh, he's at least 16
you
years
know,
old, man.
They're picking him apart and shit, talking about him and saying he's tall and all this shit like that. Man. It's crazy.
And you
man.
Know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about it, guys? That the girls that are on there talking about him are some women that don't know shit, that breed kitty cats. And they got a UKC dog with a one-finger chest. You know what I mean? Like, they have no idea who the fuck Cairo is and how important he was and what he made a big difference, you know what I mean, and all that in the dog game. I mean, no, he didn't have no 27-inch head. No, he wasn't the biggest dog in the world, but he could throw his ass off. And if you bred him correctly, you're going to get some badass dogs, period. People want to sit there and trash a 16 to 17-year-old dog that had died 16 years ago they couldn't find. You're talking, how the fuck are you going to talk shit about a dog like that? That's not even around. And that is Hall of Fame material, man. That's just wrong. With hard label, is what a double S has always had Cairo on there. You know
that
what I mean?
Gotta
Cairo
be close to 100,000 pedigrees. Probably that dog is probably
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So how can you?
Pedigrees.
How can you? That's what I'm saying. That's why I get mad about the beta bully, because somebody should intervene and say, "Hey, man, you're taking it too far. Like, that's enough." But how can you sit there and talk about a founding, the founding father? Straight up, you know what I mean? That dog is OG. How the fuck are you going to talk about Cairo, man? You got nothing to say about Cairo. Nothing.
Right.
You know, that dog is, he's in the league all by himself.
Right.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, the thing is, we live in an information age, man, where you go on the internet, type in a few things on Google, and all of a sudden you're a professor. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think they know it all because they're able to Google stuff, you know?
Well, they think they can find the perfect information on Facebook, and they don't even know. It's like, wait a minute, a lot of you guys are not even real breeders. A lot of you guys don't even go to shows, but you shit talk all day. That's what gets me mad. How the fuck you're going to talk shit and you don't even go to a show, but you're on the internet every day? You're on Debatable 24/7. There's a show
on
going
until
on,
like 2 in the morning, wake up,
yeah,
and then the next morning at 6 in the morning posting.
Yeah,
like, for real. Like, those people are just staying Debatable all day long. That's like, that's all they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it's like well, you know, like, that's when we had a problem with This Is Bully. They were the biggest fucking haters. You know, they had that girl supposedly, and then there was a guy behind it all. You know what I mean? Chris.
Right.
And This Is Bully. That's when helped me start my radio show, and they started doing all this shit, talking shit about me and all that. I said, wait a minute. you guys were paying me, and yet we were co-hosting the show. I had Frankie from Baco Bullies on, you know what I mean? He was helping me out, promoting it, all that stuff. And these guys were just paying the airtime, you know what I mean, to promote. Yeah. All they wanted in return was promote their website, thisisbully.com, which is a fucking worse than Debate a Bully. All that bitch did to Tanya Phillips was talk shit. And that girl's a she-male, you know what I mean? Ain't even a real girl. And that's real talk. You know what I mean? That's a fucking a guy. That's Bruce Jenner right there. You know what I mean? Take it. So fuck
crazy.
That bitch. You know what I mean? They want to talk shit? Hey, you know what I mean? So like I said, I just got, you know, I keep it real, dog. That it is what it is. So they were the starters of all this talking shit. They tried to beat TMZ, but on the hater tip. You know what I mean? Not bringing you true, accurate facts. They're bringing you negative shit. Well, they just bred dats to a giraffe. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know what I mean? Talking to Dave just got fucked by Richard Barajas in the ass. You know, shit like that. Just some far-out shit that wasn't even true. And a lot of people started getting like, man, we thought this board was to help us promote our stuff, but all you guys do is talk shit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
All this negativity. So I'm glad This Is Bully is out of the game. They've been found out. Tatiana Phillips is a guy. So if you guys got her, do not believe the hype that you're actually talking to a stripper. She'll show you her titties, because any guy that go gets breast implants can show you that. Show me a pussy shot. There'll be a cock right there, 8 inches in your face. You know what I'm saying? So you motherfuckers want to see the real deal. Tell that bitch, you say, don't Photoshop it. Show me a real pussy shot, bitch. You're going to get a cock and balls. That's just real talk. So I've been, you know what? I clown them all the time, every time I get, because they're trying to say, I'm a rat, this and that, making fake. I said, no, wait a minute, bitch. I've been in the game too fucking far along. You know what I mean? I've been certified motherfuckers. You know, I used to run the West Coast with Oscar, you know, from Blue Pride Kennels. You know, it wasn't nobody else. It was me and Oscar. You know what I mean? When I was in the Elite Edge. You know what I mean? Me, Oscar, I was Oscar's right-hand man. We could get Oscar on the phone right now. He ran the East Coast and the West Coast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, then we had Len. We had Lycan Bullies. We had a couple of other cats. You know what I'm saying? But Oscar ran all the United States pretty much when it came to the Elite Edge. Big shout out to Oscar from Blue Pride Kennels. Now he's WBA, you know what I mean? Started his thing, you know what I mean? Did his thing. But at the end of the day, it's like, bitch, you do not know who you're talking about, because you got me fucked up. I've been in the game too long. I kick it with real motherfuckers that do real breedings, that breed real dogs, that are not out here to bash the dogs. They're out here to improve the breed. You know what I mean? That she-man or that she-thing was out here to try to hurt us. You would never get on the phone. You could never get her on to do an interview because it was a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wow.
That's what I said. I said, hey, show me. I go, anybody could go get their Adam's apple cut out. Anybody could get breast implants. You're talking about L.A. and Hollywood. You know how many transsexuals we have out here? Come on. You she takes that shit so far up her ass that, of course, she looks like she has a cooch. You know what I'm saying? But really, really, show me a real new picture of you, bitch. You're going to see cock and balls. That's it. There is no Tatiana Phillips, This Is Bully, I'm a girl, I'm a stripper. What does a stripper know about dogs? You know about a dancing pole. You know about getting ones thrown at you. And you know about taking it in the ass, or maybe giving it to some dudes that like your shemale ass. But you do not know about dogs. But this guy is a hater, and I found out about it when I talked to Chris. I said, Chris, why are you having this shemale run your shit? I don't like fucking Dave Wilson. He's a bitch. Well, so what if he's a bitch? Big deal. He did what he did, and he's done what he's done. He's, you know what I mean? I mean, like I said, I don't talk to Dave Wilson, but I'm not going to hate on him like that and start something just despite of him. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
Like a real negative. Those are those people that want to take over the world. You know, he's like that. What's that one? That one movie. You know, that Dr. Evil and shit. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, come on, dog. Really? You're gonna start a website and your own little this and that just because you hate Dave Wilson that bad? Fuck! You must got a lot of money and a lot of free time on your hands. So I had to let that be known. So people, do not follow thisisbully.com and do not think that guy is a girl. It's a guy. You know what I mean? Because let me tell you, you're getting there were some guys on there and she put them on blast. Yeah, look it, your husband's over here trying to talk to me. Yeah, but if my wife found out I was trying to talk to you, she wouldn't leave me because you got a cock. You know what I mean? So you're cheating on me with the guy? Shit, I'm not tripping. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Oh, man.
So what's up, man? So, but, you know, that's it. We got it going on out here. The West Coast, we holding it down. Rockin' Ruby will be returning real fucking soon. We got some dogs in the game in the cut that we got some inbred Rockin' Ruby stuff. Everybody thinks that they got all this Rockin' Ruby right here. We the originators, the founders of it. I'm the spokesman for it. I got some badass Rockin' Ruby. I got a Rockin' Ruby. This is what I got. I'm going to just let everybody know right now. I got something. He's champagne, okay? He's all champagne, like a lilac color champagne. I got Super Sport, which is off of Stacks, bred to Donkey's litter mate sister, which was Savage, bred to a Tonka daughter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's already three times Rockin' Ruby right there with Savage, okay? So I got my Super Sport. I bred him to Linda, which is Little Rizzy's sister, and I got my boy Tyson. He's 5 months old. I'm about to bring him on. When he hits a year, hopefully, they're going to see some real champagne. You know what I mean? Again. But they're going to see some Rockin' Ruby done right, okay? So you're going to see it to the direct Tonka daughter, and that's Little Rizzy's litter mate sister. This was our last breeding, and we hit it, man. We hit it out the ballpark. I got only three puppies off of there. We kept them all. They're on the camp. Imagine, you see Little Rizzy, you're about to see a bad little motherfucker. Tyson is coming. That's all I got to say. OG Double S Tyson, he's champagne, and, man, he's just sickness. Sickness. Correct, clean. And I will champion him. I'm going to champion him out in ABKC. I'm going to have somebody do that for me. Of course, I can't do it. I'm not that really good at working with the dogs. But I'm going to talk to maybe somebody to champion him out, get him out there. Everybody forgets that Tonka was the second champion of ABKC. Did you guys even know that?
I believe so. Yes, we had an episode talking to Sil Gomez, and I believe she did mention that.
Tonka is the second ABKC champion of the world. Paco is first, and Tonka is number two. But we never get no love, you know, and it's sad because all the work and effort and all the time that was put in, all because of disagreements. Or whatever went down, and the other crew, they forget that we're still a kennel. We're guys over here. Whatever, like, say, Memo and Dave went through, that's Memo and Dave. You know what I mean? We're still a kennel. We still got the dog guys over here. You know what I mean? We're not in the politics. So we shouldn't get penalized for whatever these other guys are battling, these other CEOs. You know what I mean? The guys that run the companies or whatever. Yeah, Memo's a part of our kennel, but he doesn't dictate the kennel itself. The kennel is ran by the dog guys. We have nothing to do with registries or nothing like that. We go to whatever shows we want to, and we represent whatever we want to. We're dog men. We are dog men. We always will be dog men. You know what I mean? That's why I say we'll always support ABKC, we'll support IBKC, We'll support whatever registry is doing something positive. But see, like I said, at the end of the day, it's something positive, nothing negative. And we will go to the shows because we are a kennel first. We don't own IBKC. We don't own ABKC. We're just a regular kennel that help evolve everything out here from the West Coast and happen to get by two of the greatest dogs that started a strain of Razor's Edge that is still marketable and still one of the best strains of Razor's Edge to this day, which is Rockin' Ruby with a little bit of Monster G Outcross. You know what I mean? So how can you hate on that?
Well, definitely, I would tell you this, man. I'm excited to see you guys coming back out to the scenes, making the show appearances, man. Definitely great to see OG Kennels, man, back at it. And, you know, coming back stronger than ever, man. Really excited about the news you gave us today here on the show.
Thank you guys for letting me on, man. And I thank you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Whenever you guys want to come on my show, American Bully Radio Show, you're more than welcome. I'm going to be coming on this Friday. We're going to talk about, you know, this the show that's going down again, the ABKC show in California. It's going down June the 6th. It's going to be at the Queen Mary. We're going to have Dub C. We're going to have the guys from Cypress Hill, Corrupt, Dog Pound. It's going to be going off. So anybody, if you are coming out from the East Coast, the Midwest, the Dirty South, please be careful. Have a safe trip out here. We'll see you guys out here. I'm going to be emceeing that show. So come on out and have a great time, everybody, man. Stay blessed. Remember, before you keep it bully, you got to keep it real.
That's what's up. But we definitely appreciate you calling in, Ralphie. It's been an honor, man. Let everybody know where they can find your show and what nights and everything, man, and how they can tune in.
We're on every other Friday. It's just the American Bully Radio Show, man. I really don't come on that much anymore. We're coming on. We've been on for almost 3 years. You know, we usually come on at 7 o'clock. But like I said, we want to give everybody a shout out. Everybody that's doing the radio show, like you guys, keep pushing, man. Bully Block, do your thing. Keep pushing, man. Everybody. On your show, as many people as you can, let everybody know that, you know, it's a movement. We're here to unite all races, all colors, and for the simple fact, man, educate people. Get their dogs neutered if they're not using them. You know, all that stuff. Educate these people, man. Make sure they get their shots. Make sure they know how to keep their dogs hydrated. Everything. These dogs are delicate dogs, man. Because of what they're using now, they're making it a delicate dog. But please, everybody, listen to the shows, man. Stay positive and educate these people. Because a lot of these people, man, they don't do that. All they do on Facebook, like you said, and debatable and all that, is talk shit. They forget the one most important thing, man, how to feed these dogs, keep them alive and healthy, man. And if you're not going to breed them, and if you want a male to stay or a female to stay in longevity, if you really love your dog, get them neutered, man, because they do get problems. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right, man. You're right.
I gotta give a big shout out to my boys from the OGSS. Big shout out to my boy Ray. Big shout out to my boy Memo Loke, and everybody holding it down out there at the camp. And much love to everybody. And a big shout out, you know, to one of my boys. You know, just representing all the time. And just doing this thing, and like I said, man, Ray, man, my boy, my partner, and like I said, we got Tonka on hand, and we're ready to kill it once again. Everybody's gonna be surprised the shit we're gonna bring to the table.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm excited, can't wait to see that outcome.
Oh man, you guys have a good one. When you want to call in, call me up, hit me up, big dog. We'll get your show promoted. We got to get people, and this is what I like too. This is why I called in too. We got to get people from the East and the West to mingle and go out to your shows and come out to these shows. This is how we're going to improve the breed also. You know what I mean? We got to get everybody to co-mingle, not just on Facebook because they like a dog. Come out to the shows and represent. The guy that throws the biggest at ABKC shows all the time as Baco Bullies out here in Southern California. You know what I mean? So
right,
big shout out to Frankie. Big shout out to Frankie and his wife from Baco Bullies for always throwing good, positive shows. That guy throws some of the most cleanest and the best shows out here in California. Robert throws this show once a year, but Baco Bullies throws a couple shows out here all the time, man, and they throw some of the nicest shows out here, man. So you guys keep a good lookout on those guys. And much love and respect. You guys have a good night, man, and stay blessed. And, you know, before you keep it bully, keep it real. No bulldogs.
Yes, yes sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling in, Ralphie. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Man. You guys take it easy. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in.
All right, all right. That was Ralphie OGSS from the West Coast calling in, blessing us here on Bully Block Radio, man. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. You want to go on to the next caller, Danny?
Yes, sir. If you could click them in. I just have to wait for a second.
All right, we got caller 309-648. You're live on the Bully Block. So,
hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Who's out here?
Hey, it's Larkin. Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Good, good, good. We got Larkin McNeil, man, the owner of Rocco, man. Rocky, the bully who took most of the prizes home from the show last weekend, man. What's going on?
Hey, how did you like the show this weekend?
Oh, man, had a great time.
Hey, I think they're going to have to recognize Rocky's coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's been definitely making some big wins, man. We do have a lot more shows lined up, so hopefully he'll be making his appearance and going for his grand championship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I want to say to you, you guys, man, you're doing big things. I mean, I just got into the game a year and a half ago, and what you guys are doing, man, is awesome. I mean, because you're looking out for, you know, a lot of people get upset about, you know, the, oh, my pit bull, or, you know, you're doing a lot of, you guys are doing a lot of big things. And I take my hats off. And then tonight, the show tonight was awesome. It was awesome. Just listen
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, just listening to different people from, you know, like, you know, California. And, you know, I never knew. I mean, you know, just listening. I know about a lot of things, but just listening to how California articulates, you know, to the East Coast. Well, we're in the East Coast, you know, and showing love and saying, you know, we embrace this, you know, and the bully game is strong. And what you yeah. what you and your family are doing, all your partners, you guys, man, you guys have taken it to a whole different level, and that's beautiful.
Appreciate that, man. Kev Green definitely, you know, had a lot of great ideas, and we joined forces, man, with iBully, and we've been doing this radio thing for almost over a year, man. I came on part of the Bully Block, I want to say, how long has it been, 8 months? But, you know, I did have a separate show, but I think, you know, we're really able to get some things going on and some information out there, useful information on these shows, man, radio shows.
Hey, you had a crew, and you had an idea, and your crew had an idea, and you guys are doing it, man. Nobody stop y'all. Y'all keep doing everything. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man, because, it's, I mean, I just, you know, I told you, I just got in the game, I mean, not too long ago, but Rocco, somebody got to recognize, he's doing good things.
He's definitely a good-looking dog, man. I am dropping the video tonight. Make sure you share it. Make sure you watch it. He is on there showing how he won and a portrait of him and Tyler and Cindy. So make sure you check that out as well.
Hey, the Wilsons are number one. Tyler Wilson, Julie Wilson, Rick Wilson, they family. They beautiful. We're doing good things, bro. And I appreciate you. I appreciate iBully. I appreciate everything that iBully has done for me. And I appreciate what the Wilsons have done for me, man. Heads up, number one.
Appreciate that, man. Definitely the True Country Kennels great people. They support everything Kevin and I do. So it's definitely, you know, mutual feelings about them and you as well, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah. I'm gonna get off so other people can get on, but I just want to say that to you, guys.
Oh, thanks for calling in, man. Any shout-outs you want to give? All right. It looks like he hung up already.
That's the owner of that dog that Tyler was handling that won the vet, that won the last show?
Yeah, he won under Cindy and Derek Dennis.
Nice. Yeah, it was a nice dog, man. It was a real nice dog.
Yes, sir, definitely. I'm uploading that video as we speak. It's going to drop real soon. All right.
Anybody listening in, man? If any event hosts listening in, man, if you don't got anybody to cover your event or if you want some coverage, man, make sure you talk to me or Danny, man. We'll get you out to your, get out to your event. We can do pictures, videos, and, you know, we can drop everything within a few days. We're not going to come out there and say we're going to cover your event and then put wait 3-4 months before anybody hears about it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it, and it's going to be out within a few days, and everybody that goes there can check and watch and enjoy it, man, while it's still fresh on their mind, man. So make sure you get at me or Danny, man, and we'll come out and, you know, get your event on iBully.
Definitely.
Shit, so it's going down June 20th. Waterloo, Iowa, man. It's a brand new, I think I went to a show out in Iowa maybe 4 years ago when there was one out there, man. Nothing ever out there since. So Waterloo, Iowa is going down the iBully Bully Breed Awareness Expo. It's to help give a better perception of the breed out there in Waterloo, Iowa, man, to give a look what's going to be in the paper. And we got Ethan Gray that's going to be out there, man. He's the boy that does all the BSL speeches and stuff, man. It's kind of doing this for him out there, man. So if you can make it up there, we got Senior Judge Susan Fedorja is going to be out there. And I am still locking in the second judge on that, man. But it's going to be try to be somebody different that we don't usually have. So that's going down June 20th. Everything's cheap for that. Tables are only $50. Ringside, $75. Come on out. July 11th, it is going to be going down. It's going to be a quad show. It's going to be in Parsons, Tennessee. So be on the lookout for that one. I'll be posting up the event page, and we're going to be getting a banner and everything made up for that real shortly. And so plan on that. There's going to be some very special deals going down on that event, man. We're trying to I'm listening to the people, you know. I see all these people post comments about shows and questions about what they think shows should be, and I see people complain about the cost of shows and things like that. So I'm trying to figure out a way to ease the cost of things for people, man. So work with me, man. You know, I always try to do free junior handlers. I always try to get at least one free show in there somehow, some kind of deal, man. I'm working on it. We're going to work on it to try to get the admission down, man. So just bear with us. But there's going to be some special deals for sure on the Tennessee show, man. So be watching out for that. Shit, I don't know, Danny. What else we got going on?
We got a call from the one and only Freddie G, man. He just got the letter today. Let me get him on the air real quick, man. What's going on, Freddie?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Just calling in. Check up on you guys, man. Missed you.
You're checking up on us, huh?
You guys haven't been
on
in a while.
Freddie, you coming to Waterloo
so...
or what? I missed you in Valparaiso, man. That's close to you, man. You should have been there.
Man, I was taking care of Pebbles here, you know, and I got my other dog, so it was kind of hard for me to get out, to be honest, man, especially with, I had scheduled the 2 weeks off, you know, to take care of this litter, and end of the month is just hard for us at work. They're trying to crank out as much work as we can, so they're working as, like, Hebrew slaves. you know, so it was hard for me to get what I needed to get done and get out there. With my kids having their baseball games and their baseball parade, you know, I like to attend that stuff. So it was kind of hard, you know, to get it done with their mom going to school on the weekends too. So I really couldn't put that on anybody else, you know what I'm saying, like their grandparents or uncles, aunts, and stuff like that. You know, I had to take care of it myself. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much all I've been doing, man, is working. But I'm definitely getting a little bit antsy to get into these shows again, man, but we'll see how soon we can get back in there.
Okay, so who are you planning to campaign for the Grand Championship, man? We're
going to
do both or just
one
at a time?
You know what? I'm going to do both, man. If I'm going to be out there, you know, I might as well, you know, bring them both out here. And
they're going to be competing against each other, though.
Yeah, they both be in the champion class. You know, we're trying to get Pebbles back into shape, though. You know, like she just dropped her litter today. Four solid, solid pups, let me tell you. There's definitely a Pebbles Jr. in there. Hopefully we can stick that name to that pup.
Okay.
Yeah, get her in shape, and then, you know, probably hit Bam Bam in there until she's back into the shape we want her to get her in, and, you know, then we'll bring her in. And, you know, like I said, we're trying to go big with her because she's definitely got it.
Okay. There's plenty of shows coming up, man. You gotta stay tuned. So I did see preview pictures, man, exclusively. And let me tell you, this litter came out badass. For those listening, it's what's the pet again?
It's the Great Gazoo and, you know, Champion Pebbles. Pebbles is off of she's a Cyclops granddaughter. So if you guys know who she is, her pops is Rizo. I'm sorry, man. I can't concentrate here. My daughter's in here and she's trying to mess with these pups because Pebbles keeps licking them, and I'm trying to tell her it's okay. You know, she's like, she's licking them too hard. But definitely, man. If you guys want to see the pet, it's up on my wall. You know, it's up on the wall. I'm not sure if there's anything gonna be available off this litter, to be honest. If there is, it's probably going to be one.
Okay, that's how it's done, man. For those of you listening and waiting for Dayton, man, Dayton couldn't make it on tonight. He had a family emergency he had to get to, man. Hopefully everything's okay, praying for him. And hopefully, you know, he can make it back on next week. But for those of you who don't know, Freddie G is from the Killinoy camp, man, Killinoy Kennels. Make sure you check them out, Killinoy.com. They are, you know, one of the oldest kennels in the Midwest, man. Killinoy Kennels, if you don't know. They have a lot of foundation bud, especially here in the Midwest.
Definitely. If you know, we also believe Jack still got like one or two pups available. A couple other guys have some pups on the ground now. You know, if you guys are looking to get into some good bullies, now's a chance. You know, I wish there was a little bit more available off of my litter, but you know how we like to keep it exclusive, and that's how it's going to be over here. You know?
Yeah. So what else you got going on, man?
Man, it's just about it. So far, man, just getting to take care of these pups and, you know, we're going to start stack practice tomorrow. No, nah, just kidding. But, I mean, yeah, man, just about it, man. Just putting in work and, you know, trying to keep everything positive and staying focused on what we want to do.
I see. Well, definitely, man. They did turn out real nice, so congratulations on that, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. So yeah. So I'm pretty positive about the litter. I was told I was told by one of the techs. I mean, I don't want to throw their name out there or anything like that, because, you know, obviously it's something maybe that was said, you know, that, you know, doesn't want to hurt feelings or whatever. But he said he's seen a lot of big name stud litters drop there, and he said this is probably one of the best litters he's seen come through that vet. So pretty positive for me. You know, we're hyped. We're hyped to have this litter.
Definitely, they turned out nice, man. You got any plans with your boy? You know, you breeding him, or are you just going to be staying
Bam Bam,
close to you?
Well, I really wanna just show him a little bit more. I want him to mature a little bit more. He's not two yet. And I'll decide from there, you know what I'm saying? We might use them here at the camp first and just go from there. But, you know, we're not in a hurry to get them out there. And, you know what I'm saying? We like to keep it exclusive. I mean, if somebody wants to inquire about them, that's cool, you know. But I'm not going to just throw them out there right now and, you know, try to market him as a stud right now.
Okay, I feel you. So, basically that's about it, huh? That's all you got planned? You're just going to wait till that litter gets a little bit older and then start showing them both again, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, if I could get Bam Bam in the ring ahead of time, I'll do that. You know, I might just send them off with somebody, you know, maybe Tiffany. Here, she's hitting a couple shows. I might be able to send her with her, or I talked to Tyler Wilson about having maybe take him to a couple of shows and stuff like that. But I was too busy this weekend. I was going to do it, but it was just going to be too stressful for me and everything that I had going on. And, you know, Pebbles coming into her, to labor and stuff like that, for me to scramble and try to meet up and drop him off and pick him up, you know what I mean? Or else I would have sent him to the show this weekend. But yeah, I definitely want to get him in, and then once I get Pebbles back into shape, we're gonna get her back in the ring, and maybe a couple of these pups, you know, get them in there too. The sooner the better. Yeah, but like I said, you know, Killanoise Camp, you know, got some solid blood. If anybody's interested, you know, killanoise.com. Anybody on Facebook, just type up Killanoise and a whole bunch of the members will come out, and obviously you can look through and see what everybody has available. You know, hit killanoise.com. We've got a bunch of studs there, and also there's a bunch of hidden studs that are not on there that, you know, just people know by seeing them and stuff like that. So we do have a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. So we're not just throwing everything out there.
Right. Definitely did see Jax later. He posted, man. He turned out pretty nice. So who else has pups available off Killanoise?
I believe Alex might have a few pups available. I think we got some coming. I think Steve-O's got a couple coming. And I'm not sure what Dayton has over there. You know, he doesn't let anybody know until the pups are already coming out. You know what I mean? So he definitely got some stuff going on. I think they got a couple of outside breedings too with like a Major Pain and White Folks. So stay tuned.
Definitely, man. Well, Freddie, man, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Appreciate you calling again, man. Any shout outs or anything you want to give before?
Oh, man, yeah, just to all the Killanoise Camp, you know, to you guys, you know, for keeping this show going for a while and keeping everything positive. You know, everybody in the bully community that's keeping it positive, and, you know, I was willing to help out the least experienced guy, or, you know, stuff like that, you know. We need stuff like that, you know, I don't want to say hate that's going around, but, you know, obviously a friend of mine was a victim of this hate this weekend at a show, you know, because, I mean, I'm not sure what the situation was, but I know he swept, And he did get some his vehicle vandalized, his banner off his vehicle vandalized, which is not cool, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man. I know what you're talking about. That's not cool at all, man. Slashing tires at a show, regardless
yeah.
of the reasons behind it. That's not cool, standing somebody there, man.
Yeah, especially, you know, miles, you know, hundreds of miles away from home. It's not cool. I mean, man, you know, that just shows the character that you are, you know. If you did it on your own, you know, you're going to end up telling somebody, hey, you know, this is what I did to that guy, or if you and your friend was watching out for you while you were doing it, it just goes to show a lot for the character. If the guy did it to you, if did it to somebody while you were watching out for him, he'll do it to you while somebody's watching out for him. Believe me, man, you know, you people like that, the cowards, you know, you don't want to be around and be associated with people like that, because whatever they do to somebody else, they'll do it to you. You know, it says a lot about somebody's character. You know, if they were jealous and wanted to be at that level, they should have just approached him and said, hey, man, I like your program. I like what you're doing. What's up? And is any pups going to be available and get at the level? Or, you know, either don't hate on the man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. Feel you there. Well, all right, Freddie, man. It was great talking to you tonight, man. Congratulations once again on that letter. And hopefully you tune in next week and we'll talk to you some more.
Yeah, thanks a lot, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. All right, man. That was Killing Noise Freddie G on Bully Block Radio, man. We appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. We appreciate everybody for listening. We are going to be right back here next Monday night. Don't forget, 9 o'clock. Please share. Share the post. Let everybody know, man. You got some friends that are just getting into dogs, man. Tell them about Bully Block Radio, man, and tell them to tune in. If they got any questions, man, feel free, man. If we can't answer it, man, we'll have somebody on here that can answer it, man. We're not going to BS and act like we know it. If we don't know what we're going to say, we don't know it. We're going to find out the answer, man, because that's what we do here. We don't front. We do what we're supposed to do. So, shit, everybody tune in, man. Anything new going on with iBully, the app, Danny?
With the app itself, man, we got Bully Scan live on the Apple devices finally, man. Bully Scan is a new feature we added. It's definitely going to be changing the game up, man. You're going to pull out your iPhone app, and we're going to be able to scan interactive products, I want to say, man. But, you know, we did drop one of them, a sneak peek. It's called the Bully Scan stat cards. Basically, people are going to be able to order stat cards from us, and you're going to be using the phone, and it'll take you straight to their pedigree, straight to their contact information or website, anything they want featured on the card, man. And it's all going to be done through the iBully device. It's already, the feature is already there. The products will be releasing soon, man. If anybody's interested in the scan cards, make sure you hit me up. Contact me on Facebook, or you can call me, text me, 847-431-0360. Also, man, for those who are just tuning in or just either online or on the phone, if you missed it, make sure you check it out. Kev Green's iBully Summer ABKC Positive Tour, man. Two or three more stops lined up. So make sure you check that out. Contact me or Kev Green if interested. There's June 20th going down Waterloo, Iowa. July 11th, Tennessee. So make sure you check out the event pages. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, feel free to contact me, man. That's about it.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. Thanks for everybody who called in tonight. Big shout out, OG Double S Ralphie, man. We appreciate you calling in and blessing us with some knowledge, man, and some history. And, you know, I hope that straightened up a lot of stories. You know, everybody has their own idea of what happened and what they think happened back in the day. But, man, we got the scoop from somebody who was there, somebody who lived it. So why don't you guys let everybody know, share this episode, man, and, you know what I'm saying, spread the word, man. Thanks for tuning in. Download that iBully app to your phone if you don't have it right now. Go right after you get off the phone right now, go to your app store, search iBully 2, make sure it's got the coin icon, and press download. It is absolutely free. Everything in the bully world is at your fingertips, man. It's taking it to the next level and beyond, man, getting them off the pages and on right into your hand at your fingertips. So that's what it is, man. Tune in next week, Bully Block Radio. We out.
Test the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better